Welcome into Life, Love, Faith, and Family, a production of the American Association of Christian Counselors. I'm Dr. Tim Clinton.
And I'm Dr. Zach Clinton, and together we're your hosts. Thank you for joining us.
If you enjoyed today's program and you feel called to help us equip the church to provide mental health care and to help those in need, visit our foundation at aaccfoundation.org. That's aaccfoundation.org. Hey, there you're going to find a little bit more about the impact we're having in local communities to strengthen families and individuals. We're on a mission to help equip people everywhere to improve their relationship with God and the ones they love.
We'd love for you to be a part of our family. Let's bring a message of hope and encouragement to today's generations. Your gift ensures that this program and your station remain on the air. And on today's program, my dad, Dr. Tim Clinton, and I have a great guest. So let's get started. And actually, today, our special guests are ourselves. It's my dad, Dr. Tim Clinton, my co-host, and myself. And today, we're going to be unpacking our most recent AACC 2025 United World Conference. And let me tell you guys something. God moved in powerful ways. It was hosted at the extravagant and the beautiful Gaylord Opryland Hotel right there in Nashville, Tennessee. Over 7,000 attendees, counselors, coaches, clinicians, pastors, ministry leaders from all 50 states and over 30 countries around the world gathering together to grow in relationship with God, but also to grow in our field, to grow in our profession of counseling and mental health care. And again, God did something powerful. Dad, I want to toss it to you for a moment and just give us a synopsis of what you experienced the Holy Spirit do, but also you had a prolific and powerful talk to open up the event. I'd love for you to share some of those thoughts.
It's always fun to get back to Nashville, Zach. It's one of my favorite things to do with the American Association of Christian Counselors. It's our world conference.
It is.
We host it every 2 years, and God has taken this over the course of some 30 years and built an event that I think has become one of the finest events in modern-day Christianity.
I agree.
Again, we focus in on mental health and ministry leaders, and our goal is for those who come, they pour out. They give of themselves constantly, 24/7, 365.
Yeah.
This is the place where we try to pour back into them, to encourage them. And it's very exciting because God brings together over 200, 250 major ministries come as a part of the exhibit sponsor hall, and then people flood in from churches and from counseling clinics and other entities all over the nation and literally around the world to gather in to be, again, encouraged and equipped and challenged as they prepare their hearts and minds to meet with the Lord and to continue in the service that God's called them to do. You know, all this anchors itself like in 2 Corinthians 1:3 and 4, where the scripture says, "Blessed be the Father of mercies, the God of all comfort, who comforts us so that we in turn can comfort others with the comfort we ourselves are comforted by God." Mm-hmm. What excites me is this is a movement where people are stepping into the lives of other people, and there's a hunger to understand cutting-edge clinical concepts, and there's so much to talk about there.
Yeah.
But to anchor ourselves clearly in the hope that we have in Christ, what does it mean to be theologically sound, biblically anchored, and more? And so I think the setting probably was what really put this place on fire, because it was on fire from the opening night. Chris Tomlin came in and did the opening concert on our opening night, but he opened the event.
Yeah, right after the opening video.
Yeah, the opening video we scripted, which was really a take on what is happening right now in culture. Mm. You go back and you look at what we've been witnessing from the horrific school shootings to murder and violence in our streets to the Charlie Kirk assassination. And most didn't know, but I had been talking with Charlie about our World Conference event and being a part of it.
Yeah.
And so for us, it set the backdrop, if you will, of these are difficult, challenging moments. And my opening piece came out of the book of Hosea. And it was really about the Valley of Achor. In that day of trial or tribulation, it says, "Return to the Lord, and a door of hope will be opened unto you, wide unto you."
It's amazing what God does when people come to be educated, equipped, encouraged, and empowered, and really energized to be filled back up. Because like you said, this can be an empty profession.
Yeah, people
it's thankless.
They feel alone is what they are. And so they come into this place and they look around, and it's like Elijah you know, crying out, saying, God, hey, they're killing everybody. They killed your prophets. I am, but alone by myself. And he said, no. Elijah, you don't understand. There are 7,000 I've reserved for myself who have not bowed the knee to Baal.
That's right.
And that was part of the message on opening night. Listen, look around.
Yeah.
And when you begin to throw down and worship, if you will, because that's exactly what happened. By the time the night was over, there were 7,000 people who were literally on their feet, worshiping God, crying out and singing, holy forever and more. And so you can imagine how electric the moment was. Put that in the backdrop of one of the most beautiful places in the country in terms of an indoor facility, the magnificent Opryland Hotel. It's beyond description.
It is.
It's manicured to the nth degree.
That's right.
You walk around, you get lost.
It's beautiful.
It is beautiful. And I think people, it's like that eureka. We've found it. We're here. And when God shows up in a big way, and he did, the place was really set on fire. I was so encouraged in my heart about what was taking place. And there's so much to talk about in our field. You know that. But
there really
hey, let me say this. The greatest hunger, and there are a lot of topics that we addressed while we were there. And I'll give you just a little tip of what we talk about. Neuroscience, brain health, AI. Everybody's talking about AI. Mm. All kinds of theory discussions. But you know what the people hunger for the most?
What
saith the Lord? Mm. In that valley of Achor, return to the Lord, and a door of hope will be opened wide. That's where I think we are in culture. And that's why I think you look at the research now and what's happening. People are going back to church.
Yep.
Young men in particular are what? Searching for God.
Yep.
College campuses are erupting with meetings, events, people coming to Christ, getting baptized on college campuses. It's amazing what's happening.
It's amazing. There's a hunger for holiness, and there's a deep thirst and yearning for truth. And I think that's where you're seeing a lot of people, again, returning to the Lord. You're seeing revival spreading across, you mentioned, not just college campuses, but I think our youth, our adolescents, I think it's just our entire population. God is on the move. Dawood, I want to share, though, just for a moment, I know our prayer going into the event was that people wouldn't just leave rejoicing at what happened there, but that they would rejoice more so in who our God is leaving that event. And I think people did, but there were some special moments throughout the event, too. And I know we honored a couple of our fellow heroes, pioneering leaders and experts in the field, Dr. Gregory Jantz, Dr. James Dobson. Speak to how significant those moments were for you, because I know they were dear friends.
Yeah, Dr. Jantz operated what's called the Center, a Place of Hope in Edmonds, Washington. And probably for 20, almost 30 years, Greg and I have been close friends. Actually, we worked with a lot of high-profile cases together where we would collaborate and bring specialized mental health care to ministry leaders, to professional athletes, and more. Greg and I became very, very close. He was a clinician par excellence, but he was a pioneer in what he called whole person care.
That's right.
And the tragedy of his death on July 4th of this year, it was just unbelievable, just a freak accident. And his family was there, his wife LaFawn, his son Greg Jr. But Greg Jr. and his wife came to the event in Nashville. And we wanted to recognize with our AACC family, 7,000+ people, a time where we brought Greg Jr. and his wife out on the stage, acknowledged their father, his father, and the contribution he made to our field. And it was a very touching moment.
Absolutely.
And then we also took a moment during the conference to recognize and honor Dr. James C. Dobson, who was a pioneering leader in our field. Everyone knows that he was a psychologist, but just think about the impact he had for the family. No one has done more for the family in our lifetime than James Dobson. Mm-hmm. But he also was a bold witness for righteousness and culture. And you know, Zach, through the years, God had kind of brought our lives together, meaning Dr. Dobson, myself, host of others, but I had the privilege of co-hosting and hosting radio for Dr. Dobson, his nationally syndicated radio broadcast called Family Talk for nearly 7 years, in and out with the team there in Colorado Springs, and one of the greatest joys of my life. And so at the World Conference on Friday morning, we brought in Ryan Dobson, Dr. Dobson's son. A few years back, there's a connection here. We had brought Dr. Dobson and his wife Shirley to a world conference, and it was a privilege of mine to introduce him to our attendees. We were sold out at that event. And I just remember, as a part of the introduction, saying, listen, if Dr. Dobson has influenced your life personally or professionally, what I'd like you to do is I'd like for you to stand and help me welcome him to our stage. Well, he was going through a moment of transition, and there was a lot going on in his life and with his wife Shirley and their family and the new ministry. And all I remember was they jumped to their feet. And the applause went on so long that he had tears all through his eyes. He was so deeply moved. It was a moment. Fast forward to our World Conference just a couple of weeks ago. In remembering his contribution to all of us, said, if Dr. Dobson had influenced your life personally and or professionally in any way, I'd like you to help me welcome to our stage his son and show your appreciation for a life well lived. And when Ryan Dobson came out, they jumped to their feet.
That ovation lasted minutes. It was minutes.
It was one of those things where he collapsed in my arms, weeping like, you know, a son would. And that kind of a moment. And it was beautiful. The display on the stage, everything was just so well done. I'm so proud of our team. We deliver an event, and I want to say this on behalf of our team, that is totally first class in every way. I mean every piece, from worship to electronics to you name it, the experience, the signage, everything. It's just, it's one of those things where we want you to leave and say, you know what, God was in that place, and I'm proud to be associated with it. That moment with Ryan Dobson, he said, Tim, it was the greatest gift that anyone has ever given to me or ever could have given to me.
Wow, wow. You know, I just was thinking about those moments, and again, it even brings tears to my eyes reliving some of those, because that moment with Ryan on that stage when he collapsed into your arms, Dad, like, I don't think there was a dry eye in the room.
No, it was moving.
It was moving because both Dr. Gregory Jantz and Dr. James Dobson have had such a profound impact on both of our lives individually, but I know countless others, especially as it relates to our field and as it relates to our faith. And you mentioned our team. I just wanted to give them another quick shout out, because events like this don't just happen overnight. They're not just planned in a week or a couple of months. They're planned years out, years in advance.
It takes 2 years to really build a World Conference experience that we do in Nashville.
And that's what people, some may not have understood about even the theme of our event this year, United. In the division that we're facing across the culture and society, what a theme, right? And that's something that we pray over 2 years in advance, so that way we can start making the marketing and the promotional material, so we can start pushing it and selling it and stuff like that. But United, that was the theme. Tons of incredible guests. I mean, I'm just thinking through my mind, leading experts in the field, Dr. Kurt Thompson, Dr. Daniel Amen, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Henry Cloud. I'm thinking of Jenny Allen, Tim Timberlake, Bishop Kelvin Kobaris, Lisa Turkhurst. I mean, it was unbelievable. The plenary sessions were always rocking. Then we had special events on the side. We had Ted Cunningham, and we had Dennis Swanberg doing
some fun stuff.
Comedy. Yes. We had Micah Tyler. We had Katie Nicole. I mean,
the place was rocking.
It was rocking. It was an incredible event, an incredible moment. And the beautiful thing about those workshops and even some of our plenary sessions is that you can actually get continuing education credit. So that way you can continue to become the expert in whatever field God has called you to.
Whether it's counseling, social work, psychology, to medical continuing ed credits. It's amazing. God's given us that kind of recognition. And so people come from all kinds of disciplines into this one place to strengthen and sharpen their understanding of mental health with a ministry focus.
That's right. So you're not just coming for fun. You're also coming to be educated and to get those CE credits.
We do have fun, though.
That's right. This is Dr. Zach Clinton. You're listening to Life, Love, Faith, and Family. Today, it's a special program as my dad, Dr. Tim Clinton, and I are in the studio together to recap our AACC 2025 United World Conference. United was our theme, and the event really put us in motion for 2026 and 2027. Dad, I know a person out there listening today, maybe a professional counselor, may ask the question, do I have to be a member of the AACC to attend one of our conferences?
No, you don't have to be a member to attend. We have non-member pricing. We would love for you to be a member.
That's right.
God's doing something amazing in and through this organization. I think you'll want to be a member, but no, you don't have to be. And that creates, I think, a little bit of energy too. At the event, you're walking around seeing all the things that God's doing inside this world of people helping and how the church is at the center of it all. It's the anchor. And so our goal is to minister to the entire community of care.
That's right.
And we open our arms wide to everyone, quote, anchored in our message and the stability of our message. Our strength, our hope is in Christ. And we honor Jesus. That's what we try to make much of him during our events.
That's right. Clinically excellent, but distinctively Christian. You do not have to be a member. If I'm not mistaken, somebody asked the question, how many members do we have at our most recent 2025 AACC United World Conference? And it was only about half the room. But like you said, what God is doing through AACC is very special. So of course, we'd love for you to be a member, but you do not have to be a member in order to come to any of our events. I'm not just saying this to blow your head up, but behind your leadership and what God has continued to do throughout your faithfulness and your obedience to this field and to our faith and really paving a way for faith-based, Christ-centered mental health care. Again, an organization that is both clinically excellent but distinctively Christian. And I want to touch on this for a moment because a big shout-out goes to my brother-in-law, your son-in-law, Ben Allison, our CEO. Since he's really stepped into that position over the last 5, 6, 7 years, AACC, by the grace of God, has grown fourfold. I mean, it's continuing to expand. Continuing to expand our reach into different areas, not just, again, providing awareness in mental health care, not just providing access and trying to shrink the gap between those seeking Christ-centered care and those offering it, but also things like advocacy, religious liberty infringement, and some of the things that we've touched on even at the conference. I mean, we had the White House Faith Office represented on stage. It was fascinating what God is doing through this new administration. We also launched a huge initiative called the Helping Our Heroes Flourish campaign. Launched a massive partnership with Logos and with Luke. God's doing something special. If you would just briefly touch on those two things.
It's interesting. Again, it's like the tenor of the times all coming together. It's interesting how culture has just gone sideways. And we live in a time when evil is called good and good is called evil. You saw a lot of religious liberty infringements where they were trying to shut down, if you will, the voice of the church in so many different ways. We saw religious persecution happening here on American soil, not around the world. I'm talking, yes, everywhere. And pleased to be at the middle of those discussions because mental health cuts across everything.
Yeah.
And we want to have a voice for faith in the middle of all that. That's the intersection you're starting to see happen. That's why we do place a big emphasis on religious liberty issues.
Right.
International freedom leader, Ambassador Sam Brownback was there, and you're right, the White House Faith Office there, and so much more. Big piece, very informative, getting in the middle of what is it we can do to help protect our, quote, mental health in religious or faith-based educational programs and services,
right,
so that we can talk about God. The majority of people who actually seek mental health care want their faith addressed as a part of that journey.
Absolutely.
That's the hope they're looking for. That's what they want to hold on to. They want to believe God's there for them, and they want someone where there's a therapeutic alignment. And when there is alignment, they have better outcomes. We know this thing. That's why research has become so important to us. We have some of the leading research experts in the world showing up at these events. Harold Koenig out of Duke University, Tyler Vanderwell out of Harvard, Byron Johnson of Baylor, and so many more coming in and talking about these things and saying, listen, let's do this together.
Yes.
We're finding our way. God's giving us a voice. We're finding that at the end of the day, if you can unleash an army of people, and that's why I love our Helping Our Heroes Flourish campaign,
yeah,
where you've got clinicians and coaches and content being developed and churches coming together, an aggregate, if you will, of power to go bring a message of hope. How we opened up the broadcast. He's the Father of mercies, the God of all comfort, who comforts us so that we in turn can comfort others with the comfort we ourselves are comforted by God.
Mm.
God has no greater plan. And everyone is called to a ministry of soul care. Some of the greatest, quote, mental health care is done over a cup of coffee, where you learn the power of God's word and you learn simple things about how to recognize issues and how to relate to people who are going through difficulties and how to respond to them with an encouraging word. and then maybe get them to someone who probably understands the challenge they're going through in a little bit deeper fashion, who can help free those shackles, those chains that bind them. That's what this journey is all about. And I just love seeing the church in this moment step up.
Yeah.
A few years ago, Dr. James Dobson said this to me: we need to pray the church would awaken and take her rightful place. And he wasn't talking about the building down the street. He was talking about the people of God, recognizing that we need to get out of our silos, out of our cocoons, step into the lives of other people and encourage them, help them find hope, that door of hope that opens wide as we return to the Lord in the Valley of Achor in those difficult moments. When we find him there, it's everything.
You know, as you're talking about this, I'm just even thinking about what excites me about this concept of human flourishing and the Helping Our Heroes Flourish campaign and so many other things, because I think the misconception of mental health care is that it's a reactive process, that like you seek help when life isn't the way it's supposed to be, when things hit the fan. But really, it's a more of a proactive one. And that's what we want people and we want the church to recognize. It's not just about preventing ill-being. It's also about promoting well-being. And that's what flourishing is all about. The promotional factors that could help us look at the different domains across our lives: happiness and life satisfaction, physical and mental health, character and virtue, purpose and meaning, close social connectedness, financial and material stability, and be able to identify those things through the perspective of biblical care to be able to say that those things in my life are good. And when we're able to do that, that not just scripturally, right, shalom, makairos, the abundant life of John 10:10 actually begins to become a real thing in our lives that we can actually grasp moving forward. But Dad, you know, to all of our listeners out there, clearly they can find out more of our resources and they can go to aacc.net. They can go to lightuniversity.com. So many different things, because AACC is threefold. Number one, it's a membership. So we want to continue to outsource and to be able to equip our members, those that are actually practicing in the field, from the most seasoned clinician to the lay helper that just wants some additional resources on mental health, Christ centered care. Number two, obviously we do a lot of education. That's where lightuniversity.com comes into play. Hundreds of certification-based programs and things like biblical counseling, marriage and family therapy, substance abuse addiction recovery work, things like mental health coaching, professional mental health coaching, and so many more. But then also our third is our events. And so we talked about our most recent AACC 2025 World Conference. We also have different ministry events, Extraordinary Women, Ignite Men's Impact Weekend, where we try to meet people right where they're at in that particular moment with the language of mental health, but also ministry threaded throughout. But then lastly, that gives us a perfect segue into 2026. Is our Faith in Flourishing Mega National Conference that'll be located in Dallas, Texas. And then in 2027 is the Big Kahuna. It's our 40th anniversary, the Goodness of God AACC World Conference located in Orlando, Florida. Dad, why should our audience members just already begin to reserve their plans and mark it on their calendar today?
That event is going to be one serious, big time, not just party, a celebration of the goodness and grace of God.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you what, if there is an event that you can attend in 2027, you want to be at the Goodness of God World Conference, Orlando, Florida, September 7 through 11. Mm. I'm going to tell you what, we are going to talk about everything that God has done, is doing, and we're going to pray fervently for what he's going to do. It's going to be an explosion of the love of God and the grace of God alive in the lives of people who celebrate who he is and, again, what he's doing. I think it could be a catalyst for a worldwide global movement of hope. That's what we're praying. And, again, you need to mark your calendar. Promise you it's going to sell out early.
That's right.
You can get if you want to stay on site, you got to get your hotel rooms quickly because, again, I just have a feeling God's going to meet with us in a special, special way in Orlando.
Again, go to AACC.net, and you can find out more information about our membership, about our education platforms, but also about our events. And we hope and pray. Plan on joining us annually. We'll see you next year in 2026, but already begin making your plans for a couple of years in 2027 for all that God is going to do. Again, 2026, the Faith and Flourishing Mega National Conference at the Lowe's Hotel right there in Dallas, Texas. And then in 2027, the Goodness of God AACC World Conference. It's our 40th anniversary event happening in Orlando, Florida. We're grateful for all of our AACC members, all of the students, all of the leaders in the mental health space and the ministry field. And we're just grateful for our AACC team and our family. Dad, as always, it's a pleasure sitting down with you, especially talking about and unpacking the celebration of our most recent World Conference. You know, I love you and I appreciate your leadership more than you know.
Love you, bud.
Thanks for listening to Life, Love, Faith, and Family, a production of the American Association of Christian Counselors. If you enjoyed today's broadcast and want to help equip the church to provide Christian mental health care, visit AACCFoundation.org. Your donation ensures this program and your station stay on the air. On behalf of our co-hosts, Dr. Tim Clinton and his son, Zach, this is Jim Kress. We look forward to having you with us again next time. May God bless you.